diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
The thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelchet. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this edition of the program. It's a full show, I have to say that. There's a lot of stuff going on, new material that I'm very excited to get to. Los Campesinos had a new album out a few weeks back. We never played it, so we're going to be hearing something from that. A brand new release from Illuminati Hotties, and you know how much I like those hotties, so I'm glad that we're going to be playing something from that, as well as new music from Jack White. X. We're going to be celebrating some anniversaries from both Sebado and Jeff Buckley, who both have albums that are celebrating milestone anniversaries, 30th anniversaries this week. We're going to be focusing on Steve Turner quite a bit, actually, in this show as well.
Yeah, from Mudhoney. I recently, although it came out last year, read his biography called Mud Ride, and it talks a lot about his career in Mudhoney, and I learned a lot. And I also learned that in the early 90s, he had his own label, which was called, I don't have the name here in front of me, but he had his own label, and what he did was, his whole point of the label was to put out garage bands. There was a lot of garage bands in the 90s, and he wanted to release a bunch, and he also put together a couple bands to put out on this label as well. So we'll be playing some of that, along with a selection of stuff that from Mudhoney and from bands that Steve Turner has been in throughout his career. We also have some other new music we should mention. Bad Bad Not Good have a new release that they collaborated on with another musician.
Yeah, with Baby Rose.
And a soul singer.
Yeah, they've been collaborating quite a bit with a number of artists. They did something from the Talking Heads tribute album as well.
Yes, Stop Making Sense, I think.
So that's going to be really awesome as well. Of course, going back to one of our favorites from this year, Cindy Lee, we're going to hear something else from them. But something we should mention is that we're also going to focus on a show happening tonight at Meteor Lounge. We're going to be highlighting some bands performing there. Two local acts, both Bitters and Heavenly Sweetheart, will be opening for PAX. wonderful group that we've played many, many times on the show, and we actually interviewed the principal songwriter and singer Madeline Link earlier this year, and she's going to be performing live with the band PAX, and we're going to play some music from her discography as well. So, as I said, a huge show lined up. In fact, so big, Dave, I think we should just motor to it, which is a horrible segue, but it makes sense considering we're going to open up with the band Motorist.
Yeah, that was a segue, though.
It was horrible, I understand, but...
I didn't say that.
You didn't say it, but you didn't need to. Motorists are great, though. Much better than that segue. Great Toronto group, and you know what? Why a delay? Let's just get right to it with Back to the Queue from their latest album, Touched by the Stuff, here on Revolution Rock.
Down around you, you're drowning too. Get in.
You are listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. Of course, Dave, I would be remiss to mention you may also be listening to this program on any of the number of stations that which syndicate us throughout Canada, and of course, also the iHeartRadio app as well. We came back there with some great music from Bad Bad Not Good, and one of their many collaborations they've been doing lately, this time with the soul singer Baby Rose.
Yeah, a new release just came out called Slow Burn, and it's really great, and we heard the title track to end off that set. This whole set was stuff from 2024, a lot of new stuff, some things we've played a little bit, but now we're playing more. And prior to the Baby Rose track with Bad Bad Not Good, we heard a track from Temps. Now, this is a release we've been playing quite a bit. They have an EP out called Big Deal. We heard the song June. Prior to that, we heard music from Toronto's Cameron Noise. They have a new kind of 80s-themed instrumental album out called Songs from the Big Chore. And
which I love the title of, by the way. I do really appreciate that. Because, you know, I do love myself a pun.
And a big chore.
And, well, not so much that.
Oh, okay. Me either. And then the name of the song that we heard was You're Someone Else's Problem Now. Prior to that, we heard one of a few really just short moments on Cindy Lee's Diamond Jubilee album. It's really a great kind of like engrossing album. You kind of get sucked into it. And, you know, we've listened to it and played a lot from it. But what's interesting is there's a few moments where they're just very short little sonic collages here.
Almost like incidental songs, but really help tether the mood. And I'm glad you decided to play this because this is actually one of my favorite one of those vignettes from this album. It's called Olive Drab.
Yeah, and then before that, we heard a track from Bad Who. We've played quite a bit from this as well. I'll run in with Worms. This band has been doing quite well. I believe they're based in Calgary. I'm not 100%. Maybe BC. I might be mixing them up with Temps. But anyways, a great band. And we heard a track from a shorter track. In between this set, we had the Cameron Noise, Cindy Lee, and Bad Who. And they're all kind of these short, like, very short tracks.
Very punchy, yeah. I would say. This one, I think it's Bintro. Maybe it's B-intro. Yeah. I'm not quite clear. Either way, great stuff. And Bad Who actually reached out to the show thanking us for playing the music. Bad Who, if you're listening, thank you for making that music.
Yes, and then we started off the set. Thank you, Bad Who. And then we started the set off with music from Motorists, based out of Toronto. They got this wonderful jangly power pop sound. And we heard Touched by the Stuff. That was the name of the album. We heard the song Back to the Queue from said album. And then, that was that set. That's how we started off the show. Coming up next, we're going to be playing all bands that are going to be playing tonight in Windsor at the Meteor.
And we're actually going to have two Windsor artists performing tonight. And it's a very eclectic lineup because we have kind of a power pop act with some punk elements, a more acoustic experimental act, and then the headliner from out of town who we've talked about before, Pax, having this kind of crunchy, slacker, lo-fi rock. And it's a really interesting pairing, all bands doing what they do really well. Bitters have been around for a few years now. We're going to play something from one of their singles that they released back in 2023. The other group, however, Heavenly Sweetheart, they're a little bit newer. I believe this is actually their second release for the year, an EP, which we're going to play the title track from. It's called Forgot Something, so you can check that out on their Bandcamp page. But primarily, of course, I know people are going to be going to see Pax, who are a fantastic group, and hopefully you have an opportunity to see them live tonight at the Meteor Lounge.
We highly recommend it. So let's get started with this set of music. We're hearing the, I guess, sort of title track from Pax's latest release, Melt the Honey. We're going to hear the song Honey to start off this set here on Revolution Rock.
Can you hear me moan? Still